In Argentina today, U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill held private discussions with government leaders about the economic crisis there. O'Neill's visit had created some expectations that Washington would change its policy and support an international aid package for Argentina. So far, those expectations are unfulfilled. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
Secretary O'Neill is known here as the unsmiling Yankee whose skepticism keeps spoiling the government's attempts to get financial aid from the International Monetary Fund. With O'Neill finally here in person, Argentine journalists pressed him for some expression of sympathy for the country. This is what they got.
I tell you, I have no doubt that the people of Argentina have paid a very big price for the instability that has existed now for, I don't know, more than 2 years, I would say.
More significantly, O'Neill stopped short of saying that the U.S. would support sending more IMF money to Argentina. He says business leaders are still waiting for more structural reforms, such as better tax collections, controlled public spending, and a thawing of the 8-month-old freeze on bank accounts. The secretary's reticence is frustrating for President Eduardo Duhalde, who has been pleading for financial help since February. Duhalde has already pushed several controversial reforms through the Congress at the IMF's request, and many Argentines assume that if the payoff doesn't come soon, Duhalde's presidency won't last through the end of the year. An early end to the Duhalde presidency would be just fine with the thousands of protesters who came out for O'Neill's visit. Geraldo Banconi says he's tired of watching the government kowtow to O'Neill.
We find it outrageous that this man, who represents not only the U.S. government, but also American big business, should have the right to come here and tell us what to do.
Banconi says the IMF shouldn't send any more money to Argentina because it would be stolen or wasted, something he believes has happened to previous loans. Another young protester, Karina Giraudo, holds a sign that reads, "Get out Yankees with your dirty money that flows straight to Switzerland." When she's told that Secretary O'Neill recently said something very similar, that loans to South America might end up in Swiss bank accounts, Giraudo looks surprised. He says this money will end up in Switzerland, Giraudo says. That's because it will. He's right. That's about the only thing that the leftist groups here have in common with O'Neill. They believe his prescription of budget cutting is causing families to go hungry. Almost 1 in 4 Argentine workers is now unemployed. Throughout the day, labor unions and socialist youth groups played cat and mouse with O'Neill's delegation. They deployed flag-burning protesters to a hospital and other sites that had been rumored to be part of his secret itinerary, but they failed to catch him. Still, most Argentines didn't pay much attention to O'Neill's visit. Instead, many put their hopes in Saint Gaetano, the patron saint of work and bread. Today is his feast day, when Argentines traditionally line up outside a church bearing his name to pray for employment. This year, the line is longer than usual. Shortly before the church opened at midnight, it stretched almost 2 miles. We've come to ask for work for Dad so we can pay for my house, says 8-year-old Silvia Marili Palacio. She's been waiting in line all day with her father, Felipe, who's been unemployed for a year. They say faith moves mountains, he says. That's why we're here. When asked whether he expects any help from Secretary O'Neill or President Duhalde, Palacio shakes his head. But he says he also plans to ask the saint to help the politicians pull Argentina back on its feet. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.